For all the smarty pants out there, if you fancy yourself as a bit of a Dr. Carl, we've got a science question for you as we find out about a new science workshop for high school students in Tamworth tonight and the rest of the community as well. So, Tom Gordon is a science communicator at Sydney University, and not just that, he also studied astrophysics as well. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, to kick us off, what question do you have for us this morning?
Look, the question is, we produce electricity mainly by throwing some coils of wire inside magnets. We call them turbines or dynamos. And I wanted to know if anyone had any idea of another way we produce electricity. So the main way is with turbines and generators. What's another one?
All right, there's your question for this morning. 1300 648 222. If you think you know the answer, and you'll win the title of official ABC Science Smarty Pants of the Morning. And if that's too easy, Tom's got another one for us this morning too. So 1300 648 222. So as you just heard Tom suggest, magnets and coils are the way we generate electricity. But are there a couple of other ways, and what are they? 1300 648 222 if you'd like to be our official morning show Smarty Pants this morning. Why have you been brought to town, Tom, while we wait for some answers to roll on in?
So we're from the University of Sydney Faculty of Science, and we've brought in a team of demonstrators, PhD students and et cetera, with a whole bunch, four carloads worth of experiments from our labs in Sydney to show off to the high school students in the area. We run a very successful program in Sydney called Kickstart, which is designed for school students, year 11s and year 12s, to help them with the HSC, to help them get their hands on equipment that they might not be able to get at school. And the travelling version of Kickstart on the road is an opportunity to take our lab stuff out of the lab in Sydney to regions around New South Wales.
Wow, so what kind of experiments are you doing?
Oh, we've got a whole bunch of experiments. We've got, I'll mention the physics ones because that's the ones I know about. We've got experiments with superconductors, Tesla coils, which go spark and bang, fibre optics and lasers, magnetic fields, generators. We've got a telescope or two out here. We've got lots of different experiments that cover many, many parts of the HSC syllabus.
And how sort of hands-on do the students get to be?
As much as possible with all of the experiments. We get them to touch and play with lasers and stuff. We've got some students at Peel High School right now, 40-odd students in the hall, dealing with experiments with magnets and electricity and lasers and superconductors. Yeah, they're all getting their hands on, hopefully learning some stuff relevant to their syllabus.
There's a superconductor in Tamworth.
Yes, we have. We've brought our superconductor to Tamworth.
Wow. Forgive me, I'm not the science, I'm not the Dr. Carl here, but is that pretty special?
Yeah, it is. What we can do with that is we can make magnetic levitation. So basically, we have a little model maglev train down here. So we just cool it down to very cold temperatures with liquid nitrogen, and then that allows the ceramic, basically like the same material as your dinner plate, basically, to levitate on top of magnets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kevin's give us a call. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, you heard Tom's question. Magnets and coils are used to generate electricity. Is there any other way?
Solar panels, wouldn't it?
I think that's right. Isn't that, Tom?
Solar panels, absolutely. Yeah. We use photovoltaics and semiconductors to make solar panels. There's another one. Do you know of another way that we can make electricity?
Another way? Hydro?
No, that's using turbines. Actually, you use massive amounts of water that spin through turbines that spin coils in magnets. Good guess.
Good on you, though, Kevin. Official Smarty Pants of the Morning to you. You travel safely on the road. Good on you, Kevin. Thanks for having a go. Now, Wayne was hanging on too. Now, I wonder if Wayne knows it the other way. Good morning, Wayne.
G'day, Kelly. How are you?
Good, thank you. You heard the solar panels and the coils are obviously the first one. Any other one that you know of?
Yeah, they use the movement of the sea, tidal generation.
Does that work, Tom?
No, again, that's turbine. So we use wave power to move coils inside magnets. Again, good guess, but yeah, that's the generators again. That's the
wind farms would be the same. They generate turbines.
Same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's great, Wayne. Good on you. We'll put everyone out their misery. Thanks for playing, though, Wayne. It's what is it? What's the final one, Tom?
Batteries. We can use batteries that use chemical potential energy to create energy.
Wow. All right. We're talking to Tom Gordon this morning, and he's a science communicator with the Sydney Uni, and they're in Tamworth this morning bringing a big workshop for local students to get them really engaged with science and have some fun. And there's a one in town tonight. If you want to head along yourself and you're an adult and you just want to have a play, you can head along. Shall we throw out one more question, Tom, for the morning? This is a bit of a trickier one.
Yeah, sure. So it's a question that it's a hot one at the moment. We don't actually know the question, so if you can give us the answer, that'd be great, and we'll give you a Nobel Prize or something. But the question.
So we've really upped the ante from morning show Smarty Pants to Nobel Peace Prize here.
The question is, what is light? Is it a wave or a particle?
Okay, what is light? Is it a wave or a particle? This might be a trick question. 1-300-648-222 is the number to call. Now, Don's given us a call. Hello, Don.
Hello there.
Now, what were you saying about generating electricity, though?
Well, it can be done chemically.
Well, that's the batteries, isn't it? Is that right, Tom?
Exactly.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. Yes. So there's three ways we make electricity: generators, solar panels, or batteries. Yeah, yeah.
Good on you, Don. And do you have any idea, is light a wave or a particle?
Well, actually, you wouldn't call it a wave because it's DC.
Is that right, Tom?
Okay, so it depends. I don't call it a wave either.
we might have given away the answer there now. I think it's tricky. Is it both? Is that right, Tom, or is that...
I'll accept that, yeah.
Well done, Don. You've solved the mystery for us this morning.
Cheerio.
Oh, Tom, you're such a good sport. Thanks for that this morning. Now, you've got someone with you, but before we let you go, you've got another one of your biology demonstrators. But before we let you go, and we've had so much fun with you this morning, I guess we call ourselves a sporting nation. Do you think we'll get to the point where scientists are as famous and well-known as our sportsmen and women? And do you have a favourite Australian scientist?
Yes, I have many favourite Australians, so that's a fantastic question. I hope so, you know. I hope that science is seen in the same light as sport. It is. Like, we're very proud of sports people, but we're also very proud of our scientists. I'd say my favourite, you know, scientist, the one that I always, you know, get butterflies in the stomach when I meet, is Brian Schmidt. He's our Nobel laureate. He's from ANU. He was actually my lecturer in second year. During the time where he did his work on his Nobel Prize. So he's a very, very intelligent man working at ANU on dark energy. And he actually works with one of our groups at Sydney University too, called CASTRO, working out the biggest question in astronomy, which is, you know, what's most of the universe made of?
Yeah.
And that's what he does. But, you know, the other scientists that I admire most are the ones I work with. I literally get to walk down the corridor of my work, and behind every door, there's, you know, the world leader in their research, and I get to talk about what they do, and I get to bring some of the equipment that they have to Tamworth and show off and really kind of, yeah, spook science as much as I can.
So what's happening tonight? If the public want to head along, you can go to it is at Peel High. It's on between 6 and 8, and what's the community able to do tonight?
Okay, so we've got a bunch, I would say 25 to 30 experiments in the hall at the moment of physics and biology. And we're going to just open the doors and let any member of the community come down and see what we've been doing in Tamworth for the last couple of days. We've got a couple of telescopes that will point at the beautiful night sky out here. We don't get to see that much in Sydney. The moon's out, it's going to look pretty. We've got some microscopes. We've got an experiment to do with chocolate. That's an agricultural experiment. Superconductors, you can have a look at all that and just get involved, have a look around, see some information about what we're doing in Tamworth.
I think you've won a lot more guests now. You've mentioned that special chocolate word. And and we had a tip before, our stargazing Astro Dave on just before, you bring some cardboard. That's often really good to stand on when you're out and it's cold at night watching telescopes, because it sort of makes you a bit warmer if you need.
Yes, exactly.
Look, I'm sorry, Tom, we're not going to have a chance to catch up with your biology demonstrator, but thank you so much for being so much fun tonight, this morning, and talking about your science roadshow. Sounds like the children and students are going to have a ball finding out all these experiments, and we really appreciate your time this morning as well. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Tom Gordon there.